Salutations, it's the God Jeholy, and welcome back to the Dream Team Manifest. I need some applause buttons or something like that. It's been about 3 weeks. I'm not going to bore y'all with the business of doing this, but you know, I'm always constantly retooling, and just to make a long story short, I decided to give you guys micro doses of the same exact stuff that we're doing right now. Because the last episode I did on mental health, it was like an hour and a half, and the results that it yielded wasn't necessarily better. It wasn't worse. And I say better or worse, I'm just talking about the numbers. More people didn't tune in, nor did less people tune in. So I figure if I give y'all a microdose, you know, and do it as a more daily thing, I can, you know, it'll be better digested. And also, I'm doing a book with daily reminders, too. So everything will coincide, and we all can live holy. So first and foremost, I want to thank the creator for allowing us to be in a space where I can say something that hopefully it'll resonate with you. Whatever resonates with you, take it, carry it around, put it in your purse, put it in your sneaker, put it in your basketball shorts, put it in your weave. Whatever doesn't resonate, you could take that, step on it, you know what I mean? You could upload it to your files just to delete it, or you can throw it in your nearest trash bin. Sanitation is, cleanliness is next to godliness. So anyway, today I want to talk about fulfillment, and I just want to give an idea of what fulfillment actually looks like. Because too often people put fulfillment in the place of even contentment or in the place of happiness. It's nothing you can do to be fulfilled. It's no single action you could take. It's no single event in your life that can happen for you to say that I'm fulfilled. Now, you could do that in a particular area. You can have a particular area where you feel like, for instance, if you are a R&B star and you win R&B album of the year 1 year at the Grammys, that may have been something on your list. You may have been wanting to go platinum. You went platinum. You wanted to like go gold. You went gold, and you wanted to get a Grammy. You want a Grammy. Those are the three things you came in wanting as a career woman or man in R&B, and you got those things. When you get those things, the fulfillment is going to be within the career space. It'll have nothing to do with your everyday life. You won't wake up because you have a Grammy and feel like, man, I'm queen of the world, the king of the world. You won't wake up because you have a Grammy and just, you know, start like your feet don't touch the ground now. Now you're just walking on clouds, and like it don't work like that. You know what I mean? It's still whatever you're dealing with, you're still gonna have to deal with. And that's evidenced by the fact that the people that do win the Grammys do be going through, you know, well, we don't be going through the most stuff. We just see them. They in the public eye, so they be going through a lot of stuff. And that's because fulfillment don't come in the form of material. And I say material, when I say material, I don't even mean necessarily material items. Anything that materializes is material. You know what I mean? So even if you're talking about a family, people think, man, when I don't want a Benz, I don't want a Lexus, I don't want this or that. I just want a family. But even when you get your family, fulfillment don't look like, oh, I got a family now. Now I wake up and now my feet are on clouds, and it don't work like that. Fulfillment is strictly going to come from within. The idea of fulfillment is more, we have a idea of fulfillment that's more of like an idea of, put it this way, cheap thrills is like cheap meals. And that's all we chasing is cheap thrills. I don't care what you talking about you chasing. It's all a cheap thrill. In the end, attaining your goals can make you happy momentarily. But unless you're happy while you're chasing your goals, it's still not going to do anything for the long term. So like I said, cheap thrills is like cheap meals. You go to McDonald's, you hungry, 2 seconds later. You can eat your food in McDonald's parking lot, which I wouldn't suggest. I wouldn't suggest eating no McDonald's or anything of the sort. But you can eat your food in McDonald's parking lot, and when you pull off, you want to go back because you hungry as shit. Because cheap thrills is like cheap meals. Also, you know, you could chase cheap thrills, women. You know what I mean? You could want something. You know, if you're a grown up and you listening to this, you know what I mean? I ain't going to get too crazy, but you know, you had them nights where you was off the Henny or something like that, and you was feeling some type of way. And then you wake up next to a person and you like, what am I doing here? How did I end up here chasing cheap thrills? At the end of the day, like while it's happening and even right after it happened, it might be like, yeah, okay, cool, fulfillment. No, if it don't last, it's not true fulfillment. How can it be fulfillment if you still feel a void? Like fulfillment is to feel fully. So if you like, well, let's break down fulfillment, the word. And also, fulfillment means to feel fully in the mind. Anytime you see ment, just like mental, it's dealing with the mind. So I don't give a fuck if you're talking about government. I don't give a fuck if you're talking about experiment, anything. It's all in the mind. It's all got to do with the mind. So let's understand the language. It's to be filled fully in the mind. How can you fully fill your mind with anything outside of that? And then when I say mind, I mean your internal mind, not your external mind, because you live within your mind. Even your physical is in your mind. It's in all of our minds, like our collective minds, you know, govern the physical. So I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your mind. When you close your eyes, that mind, you can never fully fill your mind with anything outside of it, in a sense. So how in the world could you obtain something and it go, like, things don't work backwards like that. Like, things don't go from the physical and pop into your mind and live there. Well, it could happen, but you know what I'm saying. Fulfillment is going to come from within. When you heart-centered, when you stay-centered, when you live within a space of contentment, that's fulfilling. When you understand everything is perfect, no matter how it seems, that's fulfillment. Fulfillment is waking up with nothing at all and still feeling a sense of, okay, I'm good. Your ego is still intact. You don't feel, you know, attacked because you don't have things. You don't feel, you know, attacked by life because you caught the short end of some stick. You don't feel like life is cheating you or, you know, things of that nature because you're fulfilled. Your mind is a space where everything happens. Like everything will come through your mind. It will start as a thought or idea. It'll come through your mind to the physical. But by the time it hits the physical, it's already decaying. Like, anything that's born is dying. I don't care what you're talking about. The day that your car is made is dying. Because all that can happen from there is it gets used. And even if it doesn't get used, if it sits long enough, it still will die. From the day you are born, you are dying. Effectively. So, let's be clear, nothing that's dying, you can't take in anything that's dying and feel fulfillment. This is why you shouldn't eat cooked food, because it's already dead. It's no vitality within that. That's why you shouldn't eat it, because the vibration of that is nothing. Like, of course, it has a vibration because it's still food, but it's not alive. It don't have a lively vibration, so you shouldn't take it in. It's the same thing with material items or things you think that's going to happen in your life. By the time you see them and take them in, they already dead. So what they're going to do for you is just going to be just as temporary as what fast food is going to do for you. You're going to take it in, you're going to shit it out, and you're going to be like, what's next? Because it's always a what's next. That's why when people look at some of the most famous people in the world, some of these celebrities, and you go, damn, how much do that person need? Damn, how much money do a P. Diddy need or one of these niggas? Damn, how many plaques do this person need? How much recognition and lifetime achievement awards do this person need? The answer is they need all of them. Because they chasing cheap thrills. They not dealing with themselves in a way. They using external things for quote unquote fulfillment. So how much money is enough money when you not fulfilled already when you getting the money? It's never going to be enough money. Ever. Ever. It's like the same reason people get addicted to drugs. They feel something orgasmic when they taking the drugs. And then they on a high that they chasing for the rest of their life. That's temporary fulfillment. Crackhead get high. You know what I'm saying? 20 minutes later, they back at the spot getting more crack. Why? Because it's temporary. Ain't no such thing as fulfillment with anything outside of yourself. So if you doing that, then you no different than the crackhead. If you think, oh, I'm about to get this job and I'm about to be fulfilled. And then you get that job and then you're looking for another job. And you get that job and you're looking for another job. You just like the crackhead. It's no difference between you and the person on crack. It's like the niggas in the gym. I want to be 180. Niggas get 180. Then I want to be 190. And you look up and you walk in the gym and these motherfuckers is just as big as the gym. It's like, damn, nigga, like, how many muscles is enough muscles? It ain't never enough muscles because these motherfuckers don't understand fulfillment. They think they gonna look in the mirror one day. And they're going to look like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger or Hulk Hogan or one of these niggas. And they're going to be like, yeah, now I'm the man. Now I can stop. No. Shit don't never stop when you're not understanding what fulfillment is and bringing it within yourself. Never stop. Would never stop. None of this shit. That's how people end up addicted to shit. That's how people end up addicted to shit like sex. Because they chasing that high of the orgasm. They chasing that high of feeling somebody on them, next to them, something of that nature. So they go person after person after person after person after person, or time after time after time after time, even if it was with the same person. Chasing, 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 chasing. One thing about chasing is you're never going to be ahead of the curve. And being ahead of the curve is the only way to get a one up on life. How you going to win from behind? Think about it. If you chasing anything, how can you win? Chasing means you're behind. You're literally behind. So why would you be a chaser? No, you need to be in front of the curve. I was just saying this yesterday. I said the people who invested in all these companies that's billions and billions and billions of dollar companies now, they was ahead of the curve and they saw the vision. That's the only reason that they could say, yo, I'm a millionaire now. I'm a billionaire now. Because they looked at Amazon when it was in its infancy and they said, man, Amazon's going to be something. I should put $25,000 into Amazon. And then they let that shit sit for motherfucking 15 years and now look what they got. But think about the motherfucker who see the stock already up and be like, yo, I should invest in Amazon. Your return not going to be nowhere near that person if it's even a return. You know what I'm saying? Because the stock market pretty much, you know, just beat the inflation of the dollar. You know what I'm saying? So even your return might not be a return. You might think it's a return. It ain't a return. But that ain't the point. Fuck them stocks. So I've been fucking with stocks lately. Fuck them stocks. I got to get them stocks out of my mind. You know what I mean? So true fulfillment comes when you look and you say, I'm all right. Like, that's the only way to be fulfilled. Is to know you are. To know that no matter what happens, No matter if everything gets stripped from you, no matter if you gain the world, you still got to deal with yourself. You still got to be happy with who you are, exactly who you are, and the time that you are what you are. That eliminates the need for cheap thrills. When you can sit within yourself, you know what I mean? I would say your kingly or your queenly, your godly self. What do God want? What is God looking for? Really? You know what I'm saying? Nothing, really. We plan out the experience for God. You know what I mean? So what is God looking for? Nothing. God is just sitting back watching the movie that we call life. That's fulfillment. You should be more objective. You should be living your life in that fashion. You should be living a fourth dimensional existence where you're just watching things play out and looking at the different possibilities and going, oh, okay, all right. Versus being in your super subjective mind, running around like a lab rat, trying to find things that make you feel a certain way. True fulfillment is coming from, if you could take one sentence from this, I'm about to wrap it up. True fulfillment comes from knowing that everything is perfect already. It's already perfect. It's already written. And you just got to find a lane to fulfill your purpose. If it ain't fulfilling your purpose, it's never going to be fulfillment. If it's not helping you in your purpose, never going to be fulfillment. It's never going to feel like you fully filled your mental. You know what I mean? And that's that. So just know that everything is perfect and just know that I'm the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Go fulfill your purpose, live your dreams. I'm the God G Holy. This has been the Dream Team Manifest. I love y'all.